All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm excited. We have a brand new guest with us today. First time on our show, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here with us today. And it's going to be quite an interesting conversation and show. And so I want to, you know, tell you right off the top, if you'd like to ask Sue a question, because you will be taking lots of questions from callers, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can type in your question in the chat or Q&A to please be specific. So no questions like, give me a message. No, ask a specific question. And if you would like to have the names of your three angels, please also request that as well, okay? So yeah, specific questions, and if you'd like the names of your angels, you know, specify that as well, okay? So Sue Storm is a renowned international author, speaker, and prosperity consultant. She has a special connection with the angels that provides accurate at-your-fingertips information. The Angel Lady's advice has been shared on 4,000 radio and TV shows worldwide, including all major networks. As the author of the Angel First Aid series of books, Sue Storm is sending the message of the angels around the world, and she's here with us today to talk about, you know, the angels, their messages, and specifically we're going to be talking about how angels generate prosperity. And so some of what we're going to cover today is Sue's going to share with us a better understanding of the angels and how they create success, a new way to live and thrive by having an angelic support system, a variety of angel first aid techniques that bring joy and prosperity, and a happier future based on a stronger relationship with the angels. And, you know, as some of you already know, I have a great relationship with my angels as well. And I they're always around, as we all know. And so I'm so glad that we get to talk about angels on the show today. So, Sue, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. This is so exciting. All day long, my angels have been pumped. I'm really
good.
They are so excited. They're on their tippy toes clapping. They're so good. It's so good for them to connect with you and everyone that's listening. That's wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you. And I'm so glad that you're here. And, you know, we actually had a conversation a few days ago. It was this week, or maybe it was last week. I lose track. And it was such a wonderful conversation. I just so loved speaking with you. And you were like, you know, some of the messages that you gave me personally were right on. And you told me the names of some of my angels that are working with me regularly. Some I didn't know, so which is awesome. So I can, you know, now work with them more consciously, right?
And, absolutely.
Yeah, and then you also shared with me some of the remedies, you know, that are relevant for myself. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are very welcome. You're very special. Your angels are excited. They really are. It's, you know, I do this all the time, but the angels were so excited, almost for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yay. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, when we're calling on them, when we're working with them consciously, it's like, you know, they are always there, but they're just waiting, right? They're waiting for us to connect with them and to work with them consciously, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're there for you. They're there for your life's purpose, to help you, to be guides to you and advisors. And that's their goal. That's what they want to do. So allow them that pleasure and welcome them into your life. That's what I say. Your life really changes when you start focusing on your angel. How can they help me? Who's there? What can they do? Something simple like finding a parking place to something major like helping you with a life decision. They're there for doing all of that.
And that's great, because sometimes, you know, we just need that little bit of extra support, don't we?
We do.
More I know than sometimes.
Alara, more than sometimes.
Yeah.
Often.
Often, yes, often. And so, you know, we're talking about welcoming the angels into our life, and, you know, I know that they make a difference, because they've made a difference, a huge difference in my life. But, you know, specifically, how can working with the angels, calling on them, welcoming them in our lives, how can they really make a difference in our life in achieving success? Because I know we're talking about generating prosperity and success today. So how can they make a difference with that? That's one thing that's always kind of, you know, been a little gray for me in that area.
Okay. Well, so angels tell me if you're doing your life's purpose, there's less bumps in the road. So basically, you want to find out who your angels are, because that tells you what your life's purpose is. They are chosen for you to help you with your life's purpose. And then follow that path. And then things start to turn around. So that's the basics of success. And prosperity for the angels means all aspects of your life are working well. It's health, happiness, relationships, your career, finances, all aspects working well. So it's not just, okay, we're going to get more money. We're going to get everything. So the angels can help you. They can guide you. I know that sounds kind of vague, or what can they actually do? Call on them and find out. But I guess give them a goal. This is what I would say. And one at a time. If you have five things you want, ask your angels for one at a time. Maybe 1 week one thing and next week another thing. But ask them for a goal. Tell them a goal and what your intention is. And then at night before you go to sleep, talk to them and tell them your goal again, or change it slightly, whatever you want to do. And they don't sleep, so they can work through the whole night helping you. And then in the morning, you might get that answer or the whatever. They're also really good at making decisions. Cornell is the angel of decision-making, and so they're really good at helping you. I say, Alara, that confusion causes craziness. You don't know an answer, and you think about it, and think about it, and you wonder about it. Well, a call to Sue Storm or checking with your angels, they can help you make that decision.
Awesome. Thank you. I love that. And it's so true, right? Sometimes we just get so stuck in our heads, and we go round and round and round trying to figure stuff out, and we get, you know, confused and lost and, you know, frustrated, right?
Right. And even in the package, in the sessions that we're offering, the angels give you a new perspective. Mm-hmm. I work a lot with people who are pretty educated, CEOs, presidents of companies, as well as just people who are in their careers and in their life, raising children or whatever. But it gives them a perspective, a new idea, something that you just hadn't thought about, instead of it going around and around and around in your head and not just knowing what to do. Take the angels into consideration and let their guidance help.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And can angels release some of the blocks that may be, you know, hampering your love, happiness, and prosperity?
Yes, they identify the blocks, and then in the situation with, like in the session, they identify the blocks, and then we go in there and we find out why they're there, how they got there, where they started. It's really important if I see a block for someone who's in their 40s, where did it start? Because where it started, we have to go all the way back. That's why sometimes people would say, well, I've dealt with this, or I've taken care of my divorce, or the bad career, the time I was laid off, you know, that kind of stuff. I've dealt with that. Well, if you haven't gone back into the feeling when you were a child, when that first started, you haven't dealt with it. Not sufficiently.
Right.
It might have been blocked out of your mind, not the block, but, you know, gone from your mind, but it's not gone from your body. And by the way, you manifest through your body. You can only manifest as much money as your body will handle. Can I go into that for a minute?
Yes,
is that okay?
Yes, please. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Okay, so if you put an amount of money, if you think of an amount of money, let's just say $50,000, we'll start there.
Right.
And you think, I have $50,000 in the bank, and you think of 50, and you think of how your body feels with $50,000. And if it's comfortable, that's fine. And then you go up to $100,000. And you get to the point where your body's not comfortable, or you think, ooh, not really, or you kind of squeeze up, or, you know, you kind of tense up. Then that's where you have to work, because your body will limit how much you can bring in and how much you have.
Wow. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. That's why the sessions are important, because I can look right into where is it, how long has it been there, how to really release it, and get it out of there once and for all.
Awesome. Good. Thank you. And that's a huge concern for a lot of people, the financial abundance or the prosperity, the money prosperity is a huge, you know,
right.
stumbling block,
and the
I would say.
And the other thing that people limit themselves, well, I only need as much as da-da-da-da. No,
right.
Don't limit yourself, because the more you have, the more you can give, the more you can do with it, the more you can
mm-hmm.
help others. So
mm-hmm.
don't limit yourself to how much you need. Limit yourself to, don't limit yourself at all, actually.
Yeah,
allow
yeah.
the angels to bring you abundance.
Right. I love that. Thank you. And, you know, when it comes to abundance and prosperity, you know, we talked about this a little bit, but, you know, knowing what our life purpose is going to be crucial, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I missed the part that's going to be crucial. I missed a word.
Knowing what our life purpose is?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Now, it doesn't mean people aren't successful who don't know their life's purpose, but it helps. It helps, makes it easier. If you're already on the path and you have everything you need, you're probably not listening to this program,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to the show. So for
that's
those
true.
Who are, sorry about that, but probably true.
Yeah.
But for those who are, yes, finding out your life's purpose is a definite jump forward. It definitely
mm-hmm.
starts the forward, accelerates, I guess I want to say, the forward action.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are stuck. The angel just came in and said, talk about stuck. A lot of people are just kind of stuck. Well, I got this job. I'm afraid to get out of it. I'm in this marriage. I don't know if I can
yeah.
make it. They're stuck. So we give them the strength, the encouragement, and help them get out of wherever they're stuck.
And so can the angels, or can you with the angels help to give people a better understanding of their life purpose?
Oh, yes, yes. And let me say to those who might not be able to call in but are listening later or something like that, you can
mm-hmm.
identify your life's purpose by something that you did that was unique and different to you before the age of five. We didn't talk yet about my past, but I was talking
no.
to angels before the age of five.
Right.
So there's something unique, something you did that other people weren't doing, other children weren't doing, and that's a clue to your inherent talents, and that's a clue
mm.
to your life's purpose.
Mm. Wow. So, you know, as people on the call know, I don't have any recollection of my childhood at all, except for what my, you know, family has told me. And so one of the things that I used to do all the time was I would just sit. You know, it's like I was just sitting in meditation, you know, when I was like 1, 2, 3 years old. That is all I was doing, just sitting in meditation. And so now, which is interesting because I'd love to sit in meditation and just be with spirit and be with the angels and be with my guides.
Yeah. And my mom told me, I used to tell nursery rhymes. I used to memorize nursery rhymes. Excuse me. And just stand up in front of anybody who is listening and just tell them nursery rhymes. And now... And now I'm a speaker, so I guess
yeah.
I'm practicing.
Exactly. There you go. All right. So I'm going to take some questions, and then we'll get back to other stuff in as we continue. And let me just take some. Yvonne, she would love to know the names of her three angels, and if they have a message regarding her upcoming prosperity or wisdom. That's a little too vague, Yvonne. So let's go with your three angels for now. And then if you could give me a better, more clear, concise question, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. So her first angel is Sarah, the angel of harmony, peace, and blessed interactions. That's Sarah, the angel of harmony. And then she has Caroline, angel of positive thinking, and she is a very positive thinker. When there's two ways to go, she goes up, they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabriel, who's the angel of messages, communication, arts, and invention. That's an interesting archangel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give her a little message.
Sure.
Okay, so they're saying stay the course. She's trying to decide probably on something, and they're
mm-hmm.
saying stay the course. You're on your road. You're on the road.
Yeah. Awesome. So, and then Angela, she would love to know the names of her three angels, and she says, I feel my angels, but can't understand their messages clearly. Is there a way I can find out how to specifically hear them?
Okay. So her angels are Eileen, Angel of Happiness, and that's E-I-L-E-E-N. And then she has Uriel, who's a lesser-known archangel. And Uriel, that's U-R-I-E-L, inspires spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So she's got a prosperity angel. And then she has Nancy, Angel of Productivity, because she gets things done. So that's that. And what did she want to, how could she talk to her or hear her angels? And for one thing, when you get a message that just comes out of the blue, you know, something just comes in and you get a good feeling with it, and it kind of that is an angel. So don't think it's you thinking, or when you're sitting down and trying to talk to your angels, they will answer you. So if a good answer comes in and you got a good feeling with that answer, don't think, oh, that's just me wishing, or I can't trust this. Believe it. Trust it. Believe it. Because, it's always a feeling that comes with an angel message. So that's a clue.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, wow. So there's lots more questions and people with their hand raised. And I knew this was going to happen. But it's like, okay, where do we go from here? All right. So I'm going to go to the phone line. And so just for everybody who's listening now or later, also listen to what Sue is saying about each of the angels, because if it resonates with you, you know, like if, for example, Sarah, the angel of happiness, I think that was, if that resonates with you, you can also call on Sarah, you know, the angel of happiness, whenever you, you know, are not feeling particularly happy. Right, Sue?
Oh, okay, we're going to switch that around. Sarah is the angel of harmony. And Eileen is the angel of happiness. Now, they can do that. They can crisscross, but I wanted to get it straight. So what any time I give out the name of an angel and what they do, if that's an angel you want to talk to, definitely go and talk to them. I mean, it may not be your birth angel, your guardian angel, but still, they're there for you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you. I'm not going to remember all the names of the angels.
Well, when you get a copy of the book, of the three books, every one of them has a glossary of angels in the back.
Awesome. Yes, I will
definitely be doing that. So then you will be able to know.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to go to the phone lines. And so for the people on the phone, please speak clearly and loud. And if you're going to ask for your angels' names, awesome. And then if you have a question, be specific. Okay, so nothing like, please give me a message. Nope, it has to be something specific, okay? So I'm going to unmute you, Betty, 1 second. Hello?
Oh, hi, Alora. Hi, Sue. I'm so excited about this call. I would love to know the name of my three angels, and I was kind of wondering if do your angels change throughout the years, or do the three stay with you? And just generally, that had come up when I was listening, and I also wanted to know if I just recently got engaged. And
you know what? Can we go back and do one thing at a time? Because I have to communicate with your angels, if you don't mind.
Oh, good.
But we'll take each one separately. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we'll start. All right. We're going to start with your angels. And let's see. You have Jacob, the angel of education, learning, and performance. And then you have Michael, angel of guidance, and that's an archangel. Guidance and protection. Mm-hmm. And then you have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, angel of creativity. And for everyone listening, if you've got a three-part question for your angels, or two-part question, or two questions, give me one at a time. Because I have to remember.
Sure.
And it's not in my mind, you know. It's not like it's in my memory, because they're telling me. So I have to be able to. But that's
right.
Good. That's good instruction. Now, here we go. So you have three angels chosen for you, one archangel and two guardian angels, or in the book, they're angel specialists. for your life's purpose. However, a baby doesn't need a career angel, a financial angel, something like that. So you can call on these other angels. They come and go as you need them, and they come even without you knowing that they're there. Your travel angel's there when you're traveling, and your music angel is there when you're if you're playing an instrument. So yes, they change. Well, no, I can't say that. Your three don't change, but others come in and go out. Does that explain it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Next part of the question. Yeah. I didn't mean to scold you. I just have to stay with my...
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I was all excited, so
that's fine.
That's great.
Okay, next part.
I just wanted to say I'm really, really drawn to Archangel Michael, so, and I'm excited about the others. That's really, really cool. I just got engaged a few months ago, and I have had a lot of people giving me ideas on different dates because it's not going to be anything big, just something very, very intimate. And I just wondered, we both love the month of October. Some people in my spiritual world are throwing in astrology dates and things, and I just wondered, what do the angels feel about that? Is October a good time, and how do they feel about all this anyway?
Okay. So October is perfect. The interesting thing is, and I'm not sure you know this or you don't know this, make sure that the time for the wedding is when the hands of the clock are going up. Do you know that? So like
No.
Yeah, so like at 4:30, so the hands are going up as opposed to 5 o'clock when they're going down. So that's
one of the other things.
And they're saying... not when Mercury's retrograde. That's the only way astrology needs to be, not when Mercury is retrograde, or it won't
okay.
last. So if you want it to last, which I think you do, not when Mercury's retrograde,
yes.
Okay?
Okay. Great.
And your angels are excited. They say this is going to be a beautiful wedding, and you'll be a beautiful bride. They'll be there. Your angels are going to come. Are they invited? They're going to come.
Yes, they're all invited. All of them, everyone. I'm ready to tear up. Oh.
And it won't be a small wedding, like you said. You're going to
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It'll really be big. Oh, that's so cool. Thank you. You really made my day. Thanks so much.
Okay,
thanks,
Laura.
I love you all. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Awesome. Yay. Hold on a second. Okay. Go back. All right. So we have tons of questions.
Sure.
All right. So we have a question from Carol. So Carol, it's so funny. Her email is angelic friend, you know.
I love that.
So Carol is asking, what are the names of her angels?
Why don't we do that, and then we'll go to the next one. That'll be easier for me. I can focus on one at a time. Good. Okay. So Archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And then she also has Evelyn, angel of manifesting. There's a money angel. Attracts wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. That's a good one. Well, they're all good, but that's a good one for her. And Florence, the angel of compassion, and I hear that she's very compassionate, very understanding soul.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Carol. Let's see. We're going to go to another question. Because Carol didn't ask for a specific question. She just said, any message, which, it's too general.
Okay, any message? The angels say there's a lot of light coming from you. You're a bright light.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good. So Odile has a question, and she's also on the phone. So Odile, I'm gonna unmute you, Odile. So just make sure that you are speaking clearly and loud, and be specific with your question. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and unmute you. One sec. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I can.
Hi, ladies.
You're clear and loud. Good job. Okay.
Yes. First, I would like to know the name of my angels, as
sure.
all the others. Thank
sure.
you.
Okay. So you have an angel, Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A. And Lorena is the angel of divine grace. And they tell me that there's a lot of grace and a lot of spiritual blessings around you. You're a very high spirit, is what they're telling me. And then you have, you got so many angels, I want to give you three. Rachel, the angel of inspiration, and she works with creativity and uplifting messages. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I see a lot of light around you and a lot of grace. They were really right about the Lorena.
Thank you. And can you tell me what step shall I take to increase the number of clients in my healing practice, please?
Okay. Healing practice, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Well, because I was going to come up with Marcus, the angel of sales, M-A-R-C-U-S, but I suppose it is, kind of selling yourself and your talent. But I feel, Randolph is the angel of expansion. And basically what you need is you need to expand your clientele, right? That's
mm-hmm.
what we're, because he just stepped in. So talk to Randolph and then visualize your book with names in it, or have an extra book and have different entries and names, so that when you get up in the morning, you look at your book and it's full. And then you get excited and you feel really good, and you can start things going that way.
Okay. Good idea. Thank you.
Okay.
Good. Thank you, Adil. That was a great question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, I love questions like that because they help everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They,
yes.
So yeah. It's really helpful. Hold on. So then I have a question from, Theodora, I think, but I'm just going to go right to the question. No need for stories here. Can the angels tell me, please, what my life's purpose is? And can they identify some subconscious blocks I'm still having and maybe clear some?
Okay. That's the perfect question for the package session.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Yep.
You know, it takes some time to come up with your life's purpose. I have to find out what you did. I have to ask questions. That's a
right.
back and forth thing. But let's just give them a message. And for right now, the sky is the limit. They said so. Whatever you're doing, keep going for it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, good. And so, Theodora, if you want to go more into the life purpose, and especially about the issue that you wrote about, definitely take a look at the package. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. And then Betsy's also wanting to know her life purpose, but she said, can you tell me the name of my angels?
Sure, we'll do angels. So anyone listening, I can't just come with give you a life's purpose. That takes a little bit of feedback and work. But, okay, so Gabriel is the archangel, arts and invention, communication, and the other angel, we got Blake, angel of comfort, peace of mind and comfort, which is really important. And, so the next angel is Caroline, the angel of positive thinking, but what I see is there's no money angel, so we're going to grab one. Let me see who wants to come in. Timothy is the angel of good fortune.
Nice. Good.
So if the money isn't there yet, talk to Timothy.
Right. Awesome. So Betsy, hopefully that helps. Okay. So thank you. All right. We're going to go back to the phone lines here. We're going to go to phone number ending in 3684 or something like that. 1 second in Texas. Hello. Hi.
I would love to know my three angels.
Okay. So you have Tara, T-A-R-A, who's the angel of love. And that's wonderful because they tell me you're a very loving person. And then you have Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, who's the top guardian angel. And she's the angel of children, but she also works with the inner child and nurturing. So lots of love and compassion and nurturing. I think you're a good mama. Are you have children?
Oh, yes, I do, and grandchildren, and I special ed teacher, so this all resonates so well with me.
Perfect. Well, they're very lucky to have you. And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I feel him all my whole life, so that's great. I do have a question.
Okay.
I have a situation with an ex-husband that has not honored the divorce contract and released funds and everything, and it looks like I won't get anything, so it's really put a cramp in myself. What do I need? Should I keep pursuing the legal end on having him honor the divorce agreement?
Okay, so we're going to do this. First of all, your angels say good luck. because it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
But what they also said was, and anybody listening, if you're in a situation where it seems hopeless or it seems like it's not going to get better, this is what you do. You say, angels send blessings to the situation with, and you could say with my divorce agreement or with the name of the person and whatever it is, and ask for angels to send blessings to the situation. And when all else fails, that works. So do that, and you probably are going to have to do the legal end or just let it go and move on with your life. You may want to get the package and talk to me. But the first thing they said was good luck.
Yeah.
Kind of sarcastic.
It's going to be. I didn't realize how narcissistic till we went through this divorce because he was manipulative, and it was a 45 year marriage and stuff. So that my situation is more that I've got to live off Social Security, which I'll have to move, and it's not enough.
You know what? If you get the package, we'll design something for you. You know, the angels design a plan. They design what affirmations, different things. We'll fix this up for you.
Right, because it's more than I don't want. It's not just about the money. It's more peace for my family, my children. They've all been hurt by this so much, by how he's moved on. So that's great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you. And again, that was a great question too, because now we know that from what Sue says that the angels can create a plan for you if you have something, you know, that's not so straightforward. So, you know, so that's awesome. Thank you for that. I was going to ask, and so, you know, this situation with Melanie, you know, it looks like she would require a miracle. So can angels make miracles happen?
Let's do that. Okay. So I came up with this a while ago, and it really seems to work. I think about tornado watch when there's tornadoes, and then there's verdict watch when there's some kind of a legal situation or a trial. And so I went on miracle watch, and I tell people, go on miracle watch and watch for the little miracles and watch for the big miracles, and when you find a miracle, get excited, and you'd be surprised how many miracles from people call me and say, my gosh, I never thought this would happen, and it's a miracle. And so go on Miracle Watch. Vibrations. Angels, raise my vibrations an octave. Let's get your vibrations up. Say that a couple times a day, and go on Miracle Watch, and then everybody will change.
Wow, awesome. So, yes, we can play a part in making miracles happen in our lives, right?
We can.
I love that. Because, you know, this is also about empowering us to know that we are creating our lives based on our actions, our choices, and our vibration, right?
Right, right, right. I wake up every morning and I say, okay, I'm on Miracle Watch. And some of the miracles for me are listening to the people that call me and tell me their miracles. That's wonderful. I like that too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I would too, absolutely. So let me just go back to some of the questions. So Catherine would love the names of her three angels.
Okay, I'll start with Robert, the angel of balance, stability and equilibrium and balance. And then Uriel, there's the money one, spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. And also Terina. Now, that's interesting to have as a guardian angel. Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. She finds soulmates, brings romance, but she also can bring money, too. So Terina is the angel of attraction.
Awesome. And then Sue is asking, is one of my angels named Lulu? She has come up as one of my guardian angels, a young Swedish girl. Would also love to know the names of the other two angels.
I'm not sure about the Lulu, but I see an angel waving at me, so I would say yes, that's true. It's not in one of the ones I knew of, mm-hmm. but it's true. And so she also has Evelyn, the angel of manifesting, and Michael, mm-hmm. guidance and protection.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank
Lulu's
you.
Lulu's cute. She's young and she's cute. Oh, by the way, I can see the angels too. Obviously.
Oh, right. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Good to know. And Michael is asking, who are my angels and is there any message from them?
Okay, so first angel is Nancy, angel of productivity, getting things done. Raymond, the angel of technology, so I'm not sure what career or field, but Raymond, the angel of technology. And the archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Michael has a specific question. Sorry, I didn't see it.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
He said, should I move out of the house?
Not yet.
Okay.
And buy the package.
We'll
find the time and find out why and all that.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, thank you. And see, Diane is asking, could I get the names of my three angels and any messages for me?
Did we get that message across in the beginning? I don't think we got our message across. All right. So one of them is Caroline, angel of positive thinking. Another is Eileen, angel of happiness. And Gabriel? Well, Gabriel's mm-hmm. busy today. Gabriel, mm-hmm. Messages and communication. But she also, what was the name one more time?
Diane.
Yeah. She also has the angel of Rita, R-I-T-A, who's the angel of writing. Clear thoughts, focus, or written material. She's going to do some writing.
And Sue is asking, what angels are guiding me? She says, I see flickers of light and or a tone in my ear.
And is that her angel? Is that what she's asking me?
Right? Yeah. I think that's what she's asking.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it. Sometimes when people see just like a flash on the side and they don't quite know what it is, it's their angels. So it sounds like that's what it is. Okay, angel names, Peter, angel of good health for those listening on her also. And Rachel, angel of inspiration. And then Raphael, healing and compassion.
Mm. Awesome.
And the message is smile. You don't smile enough. It's the message they just brought through.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Smile more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 9169. 1 second. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
There's something in the background. Is there radio?
Can you turn the TV off or the radio off behind you there?
Whatever's going on.
Would you please be able to tell me my three angels?
Okay. You have Timothy, who's the angel of good fortune. And then you have that Peter, angel of good health. That's a great one. And your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Isn't that something? Because I'm drawn to that one.
Good.
Oh, Raphael. Yeah.
Wonderful.
But I didn't know why.
Well, now you know.
Because healing is part of you. You're a healer whether you do it professionally or not. You know, you have that gift, they're telling me.
Thanks. And I'll get the package so I'll find out how I can better connect to these people.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a
awesome.
Good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, good. 1 second here. All right, so let me just see if there was something else I wanted to talk about here. So, you know, when it comes to communicating with our angels, you know, what is the best method to learn how to communicate with them?
Oh, sure. Okay. So you have to start, I'm sure everybody's communicating with their angels already, but if you actually want to do it and hear them and sit with them, start by visualizing being on a park bench and Serena, the angel of nurturing, is sitting next to you. And then you ask a very simple yes or no question. So, Serena, do you love me? Or, Serena, are you there for me? You ask a very simple yes or no question. And then wait for the answer. You'll get a feeling. You'll get the answer, a yes or no. I mean, we can all do it together if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, let's do it together.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Visualize sitting on a park bench and think of the Serena. She usually wears a pastel green gown. She has strawberry blonde curly hair, pipe curls, actually. And she could be sitting next to you. She could be touching you or have her wing around you. So you just do that. And then angel messages come in on the breath. So you want to take a couple of deep breaths. You take a couple of deep breaths. I'm going a little faster than normal because we want to get so many people in. But take some deep breaths. Okay. And then say, Serena, do you love me? And an answer should come really quickly, or a feeling. And then say, Serena, are you going to be there for me? And then it comes in again. Did you get answers? Valera, did you get answers?
Yes, I did, absolutely.
Oh, good.
For me,
okay.
it was feeling, but I'm
right.
A feeler.
And then go a little bit further. After you start your yes and no answers, then something that might have a little longer answer, not two-part questions, always one, and eventually you'll be able to set it up. One of the talk show hosts, I'll tell you about this, I do the Dr. Pat show, and one of the talk show hosts, Dr. Pat actually, used to have a meeting at 5 o'clock on Monday nights, and she would send out an email, obviously to herself, and she would have a meeting with her angels, and she would just sit there and talk to her angels, and eventually she got to the point where she could really get answers, and, you know, the more long answers would come in. So set up a meeting with your angels.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're really serious about communicating with your angels, set aside an hour a week, an hour a day, half an hour a day, whatever it is. And, you know, that'll show them, too, that you're serious. This is not just, you know, a whimsical thing. You seriously want to communicate with them. So set aside that time. Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you, Sue. That was a great great suggestion. I love it.
Have a business meeting.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So we're going to go to Janine in South Africa. We'll see how the connection is. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
Yes, I would like to know
okay.
what my prosperity and abundance and angels are, please, or any messages.
So you want to know what your angel, your prosperity angels are, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so your prosperity angel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's an archangel, And that's the angel of prosperity for you.
Thank
you. You have other angels, but that's your prosperity angel.
Okay. And my other angels, is there any message?
Yes. So that you also have Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, angel of happiness. And you have, oh my gosh, you have two prosperity angels. And you have Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, angel of prosperity.
How come I have two?
So you
know
got
what?
Two prosperity angels. We're going to have to come to you and borrow some money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
We'll get a loan.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Janine.
Glad you called.
Thank you. Bye.
I, that's so funny. Why do I have to? Why not? I'll take two. hold on one second. Okay, cool. Awesome. We're doing good for time, right?
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, good. All right, so Jackie, no. I don't remember if I asked for Linda. Linda wanted to know the name of her three angels and how to get unstuck monetarily.
Well, the first thing you do to get unstuck is buy the package, because we've got to get in there and kind of figure out unstuck about what, you know, and
right.
Again, design a plan for her to get her unstuck. First we'll identify what it is, and then we'll move it around. Let me tell you just a quick story, if I could, right here.
Sure.
I had a lady come to see me who was quite educated, I think a master's degree, and she had never been able to earn over $28,000 a year, and no matter what job she had, no matter what. And we went back, and we found out that when she was 10 years old, she heard her mother say, women can only earn $28,000 a year. Somehow she had taken that in, and somehow her body had accepted it, and she couldn't go beyond it. And then within several months, she had gotten a new job and was making $44,000 at the time. So, but yeah, that was an interesting one.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's interesting that you know she was able, or you were able to go back and see that you know at that age she. It kind of stuck with her, you know, that $28,000.
Right. I definitely go back and find out, again, where did it start? You can't stop something unless you can find out where it started. Because if it's festering back when you were young, it's still going to be there.
Yeah,
you can pretend
absolutely.
It's not there and say you've cleared it, but it's still there.
Oh, goodness, yes. So Missy has a question. Can you tell me my angels, please, and do they see that my healing business will soon take off?
All right. I didn't actually hear the question, and do they see?
Do they see my healing business taking off?
Okay, that takes a little more that takes a little more work, what business and all that kind of different things. Okay. Well, we'll do the angels. So
yeah.
Gabriel is the angel of messages and communication. That's her archangel.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has Blake, the angel of comfort. And then Evelyn, the angel of manifesting. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the business taking off, though, I need to know. And again.
It's a healing business.
Say it again.
Healing business.
Healing business. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got a little more words on it. It's going to be slow but steady, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And ask the angels to send, you know, do the thing with your book, get your book all lined up, get excited about that in the morning because you're going to have more clients and stuff like that. But I hear she's a good healer and word of mouth will help.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So would it be good for her also to take a look at the package so that you can help her with a plan?
Absolutely, because there probably is other things that are keeping it, slowing it up. It's you know, it's not as fast as it could be. So do you want me to tell you another little secret?
Sure.
All right. Okay. One time I asked the angels why miracles happen so much in the angelic realm, but they don't happen that often on Earth. So I was told that the miracles move faster on the angelic realm. So So what I do for people who want to make things come more quickly, find a house or, you know, find a relationship or do something more quickly, is to say angels make the molecules move faster to, and then whatever it is. So make the molecules move faster to increase the amount of business my healing business has, or whatever it is. But put the word increase in there. And by the way, the room just filled up with light. The sun came out for the first time during our talk, and the room filled with light. So I would say that's a yes.
Yeah, that sounds like a yes to me. Good. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. So I just want to take a moment and talk about the package a little bit, you know, as
okay.
well. So for those of you who are on the live feed, you can just click on special offer. And also on the Instapal seminar, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/sue6. And it's a package that includes 2 30-minute calls with Sue and plus 3 bonuses. So Sue, do you want to talk about them?
Sure. So it's 2 half-hours. We split them up because after the first half hour is mostly what do you need to clear, what do you need to know, what's important right away. Mostly it's the clearing part or the things that need to be done. The second session is how do you go forward. So first you got to clean things out, then you go forward. I say if it's a one-stall garage and there's a car in there, you're not going to get another car in there. So we got to clear things out before we can move forward, and that's what we do. Now, it doesn't always have to be that way. It depends because I'm so multifaceted. I mean, I do business consulting and I do relationships and different things. So it always doesn't have to be clearing, but that's where we start. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? How do the angels get you there easily, quickly, and so that you're happy? Their goal is to make you happy.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Awesome. And this is the thing. It's like this is about you taking control of your life, taking control of your future, getting the help and support that you require, and, you know, having more of that angelic presence in your life on a day-to-day basis, not just for when something, you know, when you need a miracle per se, but every day, all the time, right? Because they are here to support you.
They certainly are. They certainly are. Like I said, let them show their presence. Ask them to see what they look like. We can do a little remedy for that, too, how they can mm-hmm. maybe see their angels. We could do that one. But the package is set up or designed to help you move forward. It's designed to give you some fast cash ideas. It's designed to give you some remedies for moving forward. It's a prosperity package, basically. It is a prosperity package.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And one more thing I wanted to say, too. Remember, prosperity to the angels is everything working in your life. So mm-hmm. it's not just a financial package, but there certainly are fast cash remedies in there, and they work.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, prosperity is not just about money. It's about your whole life, you know. It's a whole holistic, balanced way of living. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Thank you. I'm just going to see if there's anything else coming in here. Ekaterina is asking, she would like to get a message for her cat, Shantung, who has been sneezing and throwing up lately. So is there something that the angels can see or
Did you say
advice
a
on?
Cat? Did you say
yeah.
a cat?
See mm-hmm. a cat? Yep.
And
the cat's name is Shantung.
And is throwing up? Did I hear you say that?
Yeah, sneezing and throwing up.
I guess the message is get it to a vet. I don't know. Okay. yeah, that's kind of...
different?
Well, it's different, but it's also kind of basic knowledge. So that's what I would do if that were happening to my pet, and I have
yeah.
a wonderful cat. So let's go to the angel of animal care. Maybe this will help her. Is named mm-hmm. Thomas. So Thomas is the angel for protection, safety and comfort to animals. So whenever there's an animal situation, animals don't have a life purpose. I mean, besides to love us and, you know, be sweet and cute. But they don't have a life's purpose. So that Thomas takes care of every phase of what animals do. So that probably will help her. Take Thomas to the vet with you and let him help you there.
Awesome. Thank you. Good. And so just so you all know, we all have angels. So it's, you know, every single one of us has angels. And Patricia's asking, what are my angels' names?
Okay. All right. So one of them is Timothy, angel of good fortune. And another is Peter, angel of good health. And the last one is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Awesome. Love it. I love Archangel Raphael. Okay, so we're just going to go back to the, we have in phone number ending in 2584. 2584, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. 1 second. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, I was calling to see what my angels' names are and if they have a message for me.
Can I have the name one more time? Your name?
Jillian.
Okay.
Jillian.
Sure. Okay. So this is odd. You have, not odd, bad, but interesting. You have Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, who's the angel of strength, endurance, and emotional support. That's very interesting.
Okay.
Because they tell me, you know, you have a strength of character that is outstanding. Well, that's interesting, too.
Oh.
And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And then you have another interesting angel. You have William, who's the angel of peace. Blessings of love, joy, and harmony. Angel of peace.
Oh.
Peace.
And do they have a message for me?
Do you have a specific question, Jillian?
Yeah, do they have a message for me?
Can I have something very specific? Give me a question you want an answer to. Besides a message.
Just how can I increase my connection with them? You know, I talk to them every day, but I would like to have a, you know, I'd like to see them more or hear more.
Have a better connection with your angels?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Practice. I know you talk to them every day, but also be peaceful when you talk to them. Take some deep breaths. And they tell me that they answer, but you don't hear it, or you
you get, don't trust it, I think.
You don't trust it. We talked about that earlier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they say, we're listening. We're answering.
I asked them to show me $20 bills, and then the other day I found three $20 bills, and I was like, thank you, angels. And I was so excited, and I'm like, okay, I got what I asked for, so I know that they hear me, and I'm talking to them, but I guess I'm just not waiting for the answer, or I'm not trusting what I'm feeling, because it's not like an audible sound or anything, so I'm
right. Sometimes
like,
it is.
Oh, I'm just making it up.
Well, because it sounds like it's in your head. I mean, but it comes it comes out of nowhere. It comes quickly. Mine comes from the upper right. I can feel it coming in that way. So just practice.
Okay.
Like ask a question and then listen and see how it comes in and trust it. That's what I think with you, it's trusted. If you can find three $20 bills, I would say you can trust it.
Yeah. And don't expect the sound to be like a booming voice. It's not going to be like, you know, like a burning bush voice, you know. It's going to be different. It's going to be your own. It might even sound like your own voice.
It does. It sometimes sounds just like
your
own voice, but if you're addressing your angels, then trust it. They're not going to let you. And if you have a good feeling, if it's a negative message, it's not the angels. The angels are only loving and caring.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jillian.
Good that
you
called.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you. Good question. And, you know, and that's the thing about the trust. So, Sue, is there a way that we, you know, can we ask the angels to help us to have more trust?
To help, I missed the end of it. To help us have more
trust.
Trust?
You know,
oh, trust.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Trust is a big one for me too. That's why I didn't hear it. I guess they're telling me trust comes with practice, because humans are. It's hard to trust humans, and it's hard. And some people you can trust to do some things, but you can't trust to do others. So it's hard to relate that to the angels or to connect that to the angels. So I would just say practice, and certainly $320 bills is a good sign, good start. And
yeah, absolutely.
I think asking for your miracle watch would be good too. That'll all come together.
Oh the miracle watch. I don't think I understood that. Maybe I'm,
I'm just saying, when there's a tornado watch, you get prepared for a tornado. You take cover and you get prepared, okay?
Right.
When there's a verdict for a trial, you're prepared any minute you're going to go back into the courtroom. So with the miracle watch, I just say be very prepared for a miracle to happen. Expect it, look forward to it, and watch for it. Does that make sense? Is that better?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
And here's another one. They just said, trust it.
trust it, absolutely. Yeah, thank you. And so Melly is asking a couple of questions, so I'm going to narrow it down one. Or two, is prosperity right around the corner for me? And are the angels behind the guidance I have helped others with that they say was just a miracle?
Yes. The answer to that is a direct yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a prosperity. It's coming, but not fast enough. So I would definitely get the package and let us work on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell me she's blessed, just a blessed soul. So good things are going to happen. Okay, angels are Gabriel, messages and communication, Blake, that angel of comfort, and Lorena, the angel of divine grace. And we don't have a money angel, so we're going to go to Timothy, angel of good fortune.
Awesome. So, Millie, there's three angels for you. So start talking to them, start working with them, and know and believe that prosperity is coming. And, you know, like Sue has talked about it many times, about saying, look at your, you know, calendar or your book and see, visualize it being filled with clients, right?
Right.
And behave in a way as if, you know, you are having, you know, paying clients. We're going to add in the word paying clients that you are going to be working with, you know, every day. And so have the energy of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Take where you are now and just start accelerating it, increasing it. And again, make your goals, if you're having your daily goals, make your goals simple, like I'm going to get two new clients. Something that, okay, then you get three, great. So make your goals simple, because your goals are being taught, or a six-year-old child is inside of you is accepting your goals. So a six-year-old child, you get very excited. You're going to get a new bicycle, and you're going to get it on your birthday, and you get very excited. So get excited with your goals, and watch things turn around. I mean, they will.
Yeah, exactly. So believe and have faith and trust. And, you know, again, that big word of trust, right?
Right.
All right, we're going to take one more caller question. So we're going to go to Laura in North Carolina. I'm going to unmute you. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
yeah, this is Laura, and I would love to receive my angel names and if they have any messages regarding what I've felt. It's my pending relocation for a long time.
Okay, let's start with your angels. You have Solomon, who's the angel of security, safety, and well-being. You have Joseph, who's the angel of joy. And then you have Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who's the angel of prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And there was it's some kind of a question. I didn't quite get that.
Oh, yes. Relocation?
Yeah, you better, it would probably be good if you'd get the package and we talk about it and feel the energy. I'll connect you and tell me where you're thinking about going. We'll help you with that.
Okay.
It's not something I can just come up with.
I understand. Okay. Thank
you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Laura.
And also, I want to say that there's 3 angel first aid books, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, which is the first book I wrote, and it's a more simple book in the sense it has pictures, and it's more for older ladies and younger people, young teenagers, that kind of thing. And then there's Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. That's how to find your life's purpose and be successful, and that's basically a book for business and success. And then the third one is a hardcover, and that's Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. And that's a combination of all my books. The buyer at Barnes & Noble wanted an encyclopedia of remedies. So that's an encyclopedia. That's love, health, happiness, relationships. That's an encyclopedia of remedies.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you. And as we are just about to end the call for today, is there any, you know, any other message that you have collectively for all of us? You know, not necessarily from the angels, but, you know, like some words of wisdom.
Absolutely. The first word they said was love, L-O-V-E. Spread more love, feel love. Your angels love you. They've loved you since you were little. And just allow them to love you. Allow them to be there for you. And enjoy their love. It's there. It's a blessing that's been given to you. And that's their message, L-O-V-E.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's good.
It is all about the love. Spreading love, sharing love, being loved, and loving ourselves as well, right? So yeah,
absolutely.
Awesome.
All right.
And Sue, I just wanted to thank you so much for being on the show with us and thank everybody for your questions, comments, and feedback. Thank you. I know we couldn't get to everyone today, but we'll definitely have to have you back again, Sue. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's a deal.
And yeah, for sure. And for those of you who are interested in the package, please go take a look at it at alara.at/show/Sue6 and take advantage of it. It's great. It's, you know, I already had one personal session with Sue last week, and I'm scheduled for another one next week. And, you know, it's been amazing, the information that I've received from Sue, and just not just the information, but the rapport, the integrity, the honesty, the authenticity. You know, Sue is there for you and has, you know, some wonderful messages and information for you through with your angels. So please do check it out. So thank you, everyone. And until next time, may you all continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.